first time you took my heart was the first time I walked through the dark. The first time my heart almost died, the first time I survived.
And we return with another episode, another great episode of That Metal Interview Podcast. Thank you guys for showing up. Thank you guys and girls. We have Johnny D, great drummer for the band Doro, of course, of the world-renowned Doro Pesch, formerly of Warlock from Germany. Johnny D is known for being the drummer for Doro and also being the drummer for Britney Fox, the late 80s band. To me, that sounds like Cinderella and some badass hard rock, American hard rock, right? So Johnny D is our guest, and we appreciate your time, Johnny. Thank you for coming on the show and talking about Doro's latest update, this and that, and also giving us an update on Britney Fox, the heavily rumored Britney Fox reunion, this and that, the rumors here and there. So Johnny will clear that up right now in this interview. So meanwhile, let's check out a very cool jam by Doro. This song is called It Cuts So Deep, and Johnny D's in there on the drums. Let's check it out. It Cuts So Deep. We'll be right back.
The first time you took my heart was the first time I walked through the dark. The first time my heart almost died, the first time I survived. Everything here still reminds me of you. The dreams of your touch make it hard to get through. All the words that I said 'cause I knew I'd never get over you. Just you can save my soul. Take it, ooh, take it all like there's nothing there. Break it down like you just don't care. We're standing hand in hand, miles away from touch. I need you more and more, I'm holding on for love. It cuts so deep that I'm damned for living. With blood on my hands, is there no forgiving? Let's stay together and swear we'll never, never give up and break away. We can't make the wrong and
You guys can stream that song. You guys can check out the video. Badass Jam, It Cuts So Deep, from Doro's double album, Forever Warriors, Forever United. Nuclear Blast Records, of course. And a big shout out to Nuclear Blast for bringing us metalheads some badass metal and rock. So go ahead and stream that song called It Cuts So Deep. And here is our interview with Johnny D. Enjoy. So you're from Philadelphia.
I am.
How's Germany treating you?
Pretty good. You know, it's been, obviously, because of the last 2 years and the way everything's been sort of different for everybody, it's a little bit hard to tell, you know, the main differences. But it's actually been cool for me, because I've been coming here for so long doing the Doro gig.
Yeah.
That it's, yeah, it's really kind of my second home anyway, so it wasn't really a huge deal to move here about 3-4 years ago.
Very cool. So you've been with Doro for about 30 years, Adonoff, I believe. So how is it working with the legendary Doro?
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
If you love good music and good podcasts, you'll love Roots Music Rambler. I'm Jason Falls. My co-host Francesca Folinazzo and I talk to the singers, songwriters, musicians, and more in Americana, alt-country, bluegrass, folk, blues, and beyond. We share our own takes on the latest news in the space and recommend new music for you to explore every episode. Come get to the roots of the music you love. Find us at RootsMusicRambler.com or go wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe to Roots Music Rambler.
It's been great. I don't think I would have lasted this long had it been, not a good relationship or a fun, cool gig to do. It's been, yeah, like you said, next year will be my 30th year. And
wow.
Yeah, it's crazy. But in the beginning, you know, we didn't work as much. When I joined the band, we would usually just do a European tour, or maybe even just Germany and the surrounding countries like Austria, Switzerland, stuff like that. Maybe a gig here or there in England or whatever. But we weren't touring in the States in 93 when I joined the band. So, you know, we would do a few weeks here and there, a month or two, and then I would be back in the States doing whatever else I could do. You know, I was in a couple other projects and dividing my time between that. But then around the late 90s or so, we started to get really busy. Things started to open up more. We went to a lot of different countries. You know, we went to some of the Eastern countries in Europe and we went to Russia for the first time and found out that was a pretty great market for her. And, you know, so we got busier and sort of expanded our base. And since then, we've been touring, you know, quite a bit more. And, yeah, just really working with Doro is really, it's just great because she's a great person. She's a great artist. And, treats everybody with equal respect and kindness, and it's just been we've pretty much grown together to be a family at this point.
Yeah. So how did you land this gig? This is about 93, of course.
Yeah, it started out Doro kind of fell in love with America her first trip over there, so she wanted to stay in New York, and she got a place there, and she basically started to, around that time, work with a lot of American musicians, and she really liked that, the possibility to do so. So the pattern sort of went like every album, she would audition people and put together a new band to go out and support whatever record she had finished at the time. And so Nick Douglas, the bass player, who had auditioned in, I believe, 1990 or so, and he's from South Jersey, Philly area, and he was in the band a few years before I was, and then right around 93, he suggested to Doro that they head down south from New York down to his area to do some demos and to find some players, and he said, I can recommend a few people. And so a few people that I know, a good friend of mine named Jimmy DeLella, who I played in Wasted with, he actually got the gig playing keyboards with Doro at that time. And then the drummer that was in the band at the time didn't end up staying very long. And when they were looking for someone else, Jimmy put my name in there, and Doro was like, oh, I know, I remember him from Britney Fox and stuff. And
yeah,
and he was like, yeah, he's a great guy, my friend, he's a great player or whatever. And so Doro wanted to check it out, and next thing you know, I was playing with them in a rehearsal room in Philly, and then a few weeks later we were in Germany starting a tour.
Wow, time flies by, huh? 30 years
yeah,
later.
Crazy.
So
yeah.
So the last album you guys did was in 2018, Forever Warriors, Forever United. And then you did the Triumph and Agony Live just last year, I believe. Is there anything new coming up with Doro? Are you guys brewing anything?
Yeah, she's working on material right now. Usually when it comes to the point of writing new songs, she works with a lot with certain people that she's had produce or write with her. It's not always like the five of us jump in a room or whatever, because obviously we're all over the place. We have, you know, with two Americans in the band now, one living in Germany and an Italian guitarist and a Dutch guy, so it's like not always convenient to work as a band. We usually come together for rehearsals and doing tours and stuff, but Dora's always busy writing, recording, putting ideas down and whatnot, and she's been doing that with her producer up in Hamburg, Andreas Brun, and tells me that she's got some great ideas to work on. So I think usually what happens in the summer, we end up getting together in the studio and kind of working on the songs with her that she has already demoed and stuff like that. So probably later in the next few months, we might start to hear some of these ideas and hopefully get to record, you know, in the studio.
Yeah, it's been a while, so I know it's easier said than done. But, you know, fans ask, you know, when is there a new Doro, you know? So,
I think she's been quite, you know, putting out quite a bit of stuff. I mean, she has not been resting on her, you know. I mean, the record, last record was huge. It was like a double album with tons of songs on it. And then we did the live thing, which was recorded a few years earlier, but finally came out. So she's constantly working and putting stuff out. It's just you know, usually takes a year or two before we get back into the swing of a new studio album.
I saw an interview, I'm not sure if it was with Jason Green or another interview, Doro was on there. I saw yours, of course. Doro was on there, and she seems I mean, she's not old or young, but she's just full of energy, you know. She's just a ball of energy.
She sure is, man. She's got a real positive, you know, attitude, and she's a workaholic, really.
Yeah.
I mean, she's constantly, like I said, if she's not writing or recording, she just did some kind of like a mystery series for a radio podcast kind of thing, and she does a radio show once a month, and she just, you know, on the go. I think it's really, you know, something that keeps her keeps her going, keeps her energy fuel, you know, going. And and of course the fans, when we play live, she's really gets a lot of energy from that, and it's cool, it's inspirational to see and to be around her, you know, because you can't really slack when you're, you know, when your band leader is really just like kicking ass constantly. It's like it really makes you step up your game.
What's your favorite Doro song to play live?
Too many. Man, there's quite a few. I mean, some of them, let's see what some of the newer stuff would be. The one that her and Boz wrote, Revenge, that's really fun. It's kind of fast and got a lot of double bass stuff going on. So that's always a fun challenge for me, drum-wise. But other than that, like Fight for Rock, I like a lot of old Warlock songs. Very anthemic, fun to play live.
Oh, we are.
Crowd reaction. Yeah.
So do you guys have any plans to tour the U.S. anytime?
Right now, because of the situation the way it is and all the costs and things going up, I mean, it's always been, within the last 10, 15 years, it's been expensive for us to come over there and do any kind of longer tour, you know, and now it's like even more ridiculous. So we're, at this moment, no tour is booked, like a full tour, but we have a couple festival appearances happening. We'll be doing the M3 festival in May. That'll be our first gig, actually.
I saw that, yeah.
In America in a couple of years. And we also have a show in Atlantic City, New Jersey, called the Orange Loop Festival. That's in June. And I think there may be one or two more after that somewhere. But I think as far as a proper U.S. tour, it'll probably be like when the next record comes out.
Yeah. So let's speak Britney Fox. We all know you're the drummer.
Okay.
You posted something about a reunion. Was that April Fool's, or is this some truth to that?
Yeah, unfortunately it was. You know, I've always wanted, kind of hoped that we could do something like that. I kind of really felt you know, it was for the fans, not only for, you know, for ourselves and fans, you know, just that everybody still, you know, seems to dig the band. Some of the songs still get played.
Yeah.
And it's just unfortunate that, you know, basically Michael and Dean don't want to tour anymore. Dean really wants nothing to do with anything about the band, even though he sort of started it and formed the band, and he just kind of, you know, soured from the whole concept and the idea and the musical style. He went completely like in another direction, and now he doesn't do anything musically at all. So you know, I just I had recently heard that Billy was planning on going out as Britney Fox, but without me or anyone else, just himself and three other people. And I thought it's really unfortunate, unfair, and so when I had the opportunity to kind of make a joke out of it, I did that April Fool's thing. But, it, you know, deep inside, I really had hoped that it would be true because it would be super exciting. But unfortunately not. I hope everybody didn't get offended by it.
Yeah, it's all good. Of course, us fans hope for a reunion. That's what we hope for. There's a lot of fans out there. There's tons of fans.
I know, and that's even more frustrating because, you know, it still could be possible if everybody would be, you know, cool enough to do it. But it's just like, for some reason, this band just never seems to get out of its own way, you know. We can't come together on a simple thing just to, you know, play some songs that are like 30 years old and have some fun, you know, do some cool gigs.
Yeah. So you guys did a reunion maybe 5-6 years ago without Dean, of course.
Yeah.
How did that go?
Mm-hmm. Actually went pretty good, considering it didn't last very long. When we started, you know, we did a couple warm-up shows, club stuff, and then we got some cool events like, you know, the Hair Nation Festival out in California. We did that. We had kind of a good momentum going there, and the plan was to, you know, to work on some new music, of course, and put out some new recordings, but that sort of just didn't really pan out. And the last gig that we did was on the Monsters of Rock cruise, which was probably the best thing we had done up until that point. And then, you know, a few short weeks later, it was kind of over again. So it was like the same thing I just mentioned with the original lineup. Even with the secondary lineup, it was kind of hard to keep everybody on the same track and agree and get along and do what a band needs to do, you know?
It's just so strange how I'm a musician here in Texas. I play local bars, you know?
Yeah.
So I have this passion for music, just like I'm sure you might have and other musicians do. It's strange how Dean just turned it off. It just... Somewhere along the line. I mean, because you look back at those Brittany Fox videos, and you can see there's a passion there. You know, he's singing away, he's playing the guitar. It's just strange how he just grew out of it, or it's very weird, huh?
Yeah, I guess, you know, some people, life changes, obviously, you know, and things happen, and it can take your energy or your passion in a different direction. But, you know, music is something that's pretty much a constant for, you know, I'd say most musicians. It's just something that you have to do, whether you're playing in a bar or an arena, stadium, or in your bedroom, you know. It's like you want to play music and you want to create, and you just want to, you know, you listen to music, you play music. It's like you're, you know, part of your life. But, I can't speak for Dean, really. Yeah. But I know that he was very, very into it for a long time. You know, even when he left Britney, he was still creating like crazy. It was just like in a different place, you know. But then all of a sudden, he just kind of disappeared. And, I don't know what took him out of the music and the passion of it, but I guess it's just, you know, sometimes there's a lot of other bullshit to deal with other than just getting down to making music, and that can be a turnoff for a lot of people sometimes.
Yeah, but either way, you guys left a couple of great badass albums for us fans to listen to and to enjoy, and there's another album, you know, other music with another singer, of course. And that's good stuff, too. Great stuff. So thank you guys for leaving us fans some good stuff to check out, you know, from the future.
Awesome. Absolutely. Yeah, man. That's, you know, I'm a fan as well of many other bands, you know. Yeah. And sometimes the fan part of me gets super frustrated, you know, when I see bands break up or bands that can't agree to stay together or do something, you know, just like with the Britney thing. And then I see other bands that can do it, and it's kind of, you know, I'm a bit jealous of that, actually, because I just wish that we could have that as well. But, you know, there's always the music to listen to, and that's a good thing, because there's, you know, definitely millions of bands that I still listen to that aren't even around anymore, and that's one thing we have is that
music,
you know, the legacy.
So any hopes of here's a strange question, any hopes for a Wasted or World War III reunion?
Well, a Wasted reunion with, you know, obviously the main man Pete Way can't happen because he passed, and very unfortunate, but I mean, there's always a chance that Danny and I could do something together. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Paul Chapman is gone as well. That was a real shocker when both of those guys checked out quite early and unexpected. I don't know.
Maybe a part reunion?
Half 50% reunion. World War III, boy. The singer that I was in the band with passed away as well, and the two brothers on guitar and bass are pretty much MIA, so that would be another tough one. But that was a cool band while it lasted. I think, you know, those guys should have had a little bit more success than they did. You know, it was unfortunate that they didn't get anywhere, really, other than, you know, in the local Philly.
Yeah.
Pennsylvania, Jersey area, but
Any advice you can give to new up-and-coming musicians with your experience?
Well, with my experience, I would say just to, you know, you really have to love what you're doing, and obviously take note of some of the bands that can hold it together, and try to create an environment that's, you know, fun for one. You know, fun is a big part of it, and you know, and a camaraderie type thing that can last for a while, because you know, if you want to be a solo artist or whatever, you know, I always felt like Dean, you know, didn't want to be in a band. He wanted to be like his own thing, you know, which is kind of was kind of a bad thing for us, because we were presenting this band image, and then you had a guy that all of a sudden changed his mind about it. But I think for new bands to, you know, to keep their thing going, you know, you really have to be sort of like a brotherhood. You have to be a gang that wants to go for the same goal, and things can get weird because one guy writes the songs, might make a few more, you know, bucks than the other dudes. Yeah. And so you got to think about all this stuff before you kind of get the success that sort of killed Britney, you know, in a way. So I would say, you know, have the band just, you know, create an environment that you want to be with these people. You know, like with Enduro, we enjoy each other's company. We like to, you know, to be together. We've been together for many years. We know what the hierarchy is of the band. Obviously, Doro is the leader, so you know, everybody sort of supports that.
Yeah.
Whereas in Britney, we were all equal members, and we all wanted sort of like a say, and we wanted a piece of the pie. And so there's different, you know, different scenarios in each band. But as long as it's clear and everybody knows their place, you know, you can move forward and kind of, you know, go for that success that you're looking for.
Awesome. Perfect. Thank you, Johnny. Cool. Thank you for spending time with us. And hopefully we'll see you guys on the road soon here in the U.S. or anywhere in the world. We'll see Dora up there on stage.
Man.
And of course, the main...
Get through Texas again soon.
One of our the fans' dreams out there is for Dean and the Britney Fox to come back. And, you know, possibly it's impossible right now. But that's one of our dreams.
Man,
so,
you know, I would... I'm one of the biggest... hopers for that to happen, but you know, but fun in Texas would be nice to get down there again.
Awesome. Nice chatting with you, Johnny. We appreciate that. Thank you.
You too, man. Thanks for your time.
There you go. Rumors cleared. There is no Britney Fox reunion. April Fools. Not for me, but for Mr. Johnny D, of course. So we'll keep dreaming. Us Britney Fox fanatics, let's keep dreaming of I'm not going to say a white Christmas. That's a song, the lyrics for a song. Let's keep dreaming of a Britney Fox reunion with the four guys, the same original four guys, including Johnny, because it's not going to happen anytime soon. So anyways, thank you, Johnny, for clearing that up. And don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel. Don't forget to like our socials, you know, follow us on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, and so on and so forth. Latest album you guys can stream from Doro, Warlock, Triumph, and Agony Live. A live album, of course, 2021. It's got that badass single, Hero. And a big shout out to Doro if she's listening to this podcast. Maybe we can get her on the show sometime, so you never know. So thank you guys one more time from your friend James. And let's keep rocking, let's keep it metal, and don't forget to keep it metal.
Metal Interview.